This is a CC Radio podcast.
Show me that list again.
Show me that list.
Don't pick that horror. Baby, here's a rom-com. Counting down 1, 2, 10. This list is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we've got some dick jokes, we've got the audience right in our hands. Paulie, you and me,
we gotta be
the luckiest dickheads. You know that we're assholes. As long as we keep on listing, we can take any topic comes our way. Asshole week to week,
suck my dick.
We got each other sharing the soundboard and balls.
Welcome to episode 317 of the Countdown Podcast with the two biggest jerks in podcasting as your hosts. My name is Wayne.
Wayne speaks for himself. My name is Paul. And welcome to the podcast.
Whatever, jerk.
We count down movies and sometimes television in order of awesomeness so you don't have to. And today's topic, as Wayne has once again adroitly summarized, is the top 10 jerk characters on television. Now, we bandied around the term a-hole.
Yes, a-hole is going to be world's biggest a-hole on TV and so on. But of course, Apple Podcasts doesn't like that.
No, a-hole, asshole. The rest, basically, characters that you love to hate. We probably could have called it that too, but top 10 TV jerk characters seems to summarize it very, very well.
TV jerks.
First TV episode in a little while, and we'd like to return to that on occasion. Now, Wayne, was this an easy list, a difficult list? Did you have to spend time whilst in lockdown toiling over this?
Easy list. I think, though, it's given me a chance to get off my chest a few things about some classic shows and some people in there that I did not agree with. And also, you know, I mean, this one's relatively straightforward, but I'm looking forward to having a bit of a bitch.
The ordering is interesting in this one because which one was a bigger jerk? I've got some classic ones.
Was the bigger show?
Very modern ones. And I've got some long-term ones, so... should be a fun one, I guess, is what we're trying to say.
Good to hear.
And we'll get into it on the other side of this segment that kicks off every episode, a segment that we call The Recount.
Who wants a recount? Who wants a recount? Who wants a recount? Who wants a recount?
The Recount is our mailroom, Paul. What did we get on the Ryan this week?
Let's kick it off with an email from a Charles Vincent Morris out of Lisbon.
Chuck.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know if we can call him Chuck. He didn't give us information to that. He said, easily, hands down, the number one movie podcast on the market today. The fact the Countdown Movie Podcast is not recognized as a top three podcast around the world is criminal. We couldn't agree more. Charles, thank you so much for that.
Very kind.
No, we really do appreciate that. He said, it's not only the passion for cinema and TV that's on display, but also the genuine friendship between Wayne and Paul that makes every single episode feel like you're having a drink with your best buds. And that's kind of what we're going for. So thank you so much for that. He didn't get off the best start with us. He said, I counted your review of us. I'm a black American living in Lisbon and having just come from the cinema, seeing it, thoroughly enjoying the experience and subtext, plus hearing Wayne's laugh. I thought to myself, nah, this one ain't for me. But I came back to you guys a few weeks later. I have not missed an episode since. When you're good, you're good. I call it like you see it. The Countdown Movie Podcast is the shit. Just to clarify, the shit like Major League, not pure shit like mother. So, hooray. Thank you so much.
Very nice. Thank you, Charles.
That Charles, really appreciate it. The only other bit of leftover is from episode 315, because last week was top 10, last 10. No voter in that one. 315. I believe I'm up 6-5 on the year with a one draw in there as well. Very, very close this week. The top 10 films featuring a wedding. Well, apparently the fact it was my wedding didn't even get me over the line. Not dark at all about that. 36 votes to you, Wayne. 34 to me. So it's close.
Oh, jolly just
as
me.
We've jolly had just. All season. Well played, sir. Well done to you. A couple of people voted for me just because it was my wedding. So maybe.
See? So you got some love.
Yeah, maybe I should acknowledge that, including Brad Hargis from the Cinema Guys podcast, and to Chris O'Neill, a patron extraordinaire on the show, both said, well, it's my wedding gift to Paul to vote for him. However, someone like Nick Horton said, too close to call, so I went to Wayne as Paul was winning by one. So I evened it up. Good call on both sides. So I was a little bit of that going both ways, if I can put it that way.
It's all emotional, man. Yeah. That's fine.
Ray Dent said, I flipped a lot on this one. I was usually going to vote Paul for a wedding gift, then swapped to Wayne after Paul put Big Trouble in China on there. then back to Paul when Wayne had Bridesmaids Higher, then back to Wayne for his placement of Tombstone, such a great movie. Where do I line up for my voting block card? Ray has voted for you. There you are, sir. And Amanda
Waddle. We don't exist.
This is maybe first time mentioned at the show. Amanda, thank you for joining us in the Facebook
community. Hey, Amanda.
Links in the show notes. Both great lists, but I refuse to support Paul's love for The Princess Bride anymore. It's my husband's favorite movie, and I'm forever annoyed by this film. I'm so glad personal. To hear of the holy and happy matrimony that exists in your house, Amanda, with that vote.
Very nice.
Big shout out here then to Kristen Nakaro. Paul, he had an excellent list. I just couldn't give Wayne Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The only wedding is that in a split second scene where Peter heckles two people having ceremony on the beach. And can I just say, you guys debating Kirsten / Kristen Bell's name, just the story of my life, man.
Right. I did read this comment. I'm like, oh, hell no. Did not know that. Obviously, no one confuses Wayne or Paul with anything else. But yes, Kirsten.
With name.
Turns out it is. Well, it's Kirsten.
Frequently, Wayne, you get confused with James Bond, so that's fair.
Good one.
All right, that's it for the... So that's six all, and that's it for the recap. Well done, sir, on the win, beating me on my wedding. That's just a low blow. I'm not sure I'll ever recover. I've given up on 2021 between this and the lockdown, as well as most everything
I think
else.
You'll be fine.
6-6-1 is the score. We'll be back to vote on this week's list on the other side of revealing it. On the side of this. Top 10 TV jerk characters. Right?
Jerk characters, got
jerk
it.
Characters? Absolutely. I think that's the way we roll with this title. Is the subject of episode 317 this week's countdown. We've already talked about how we put this list together. Who wants to lead away, Wayne?
I always go first, so you go first.
All right. My number 10 is one that's going to piss Wayne off or maybe be on his list. I can't quite tell.
Really?
It's one of those lists.
Okay,
let's
hear it.
It's Sterling Archer in the show.
Oh!
Archer, as voiced by H. John Benjamin, because it's not a surprise that the satirical exaggeration James Bond would be a complete jerk. And he is,
dude,
right?
he's totally a fucking jerk, yep. Okay? There's no doubt about it. Sterling Archer, you know, if I was him, I'd be a jerk too, you know?
Well,
that's how it is.
That's the thing. He's a protagonist of the show, sure, but he just treats everyone with disdain. He thinks he's better than everyone because he's actually pretty good at his job when he puts his mind to it. So
that's right.
Yeah.
He does get shot a lot, but yes. I mean, you know, it's... And personally, H. John Benjamin, I've seen this guy, right? Like, his voice for Archer, fantastic.
Yeah.
For some reason, it's comedic and cool at the same time. That's gangster. So he's like, yeah, but he's a prick.
But Archer himself is this completely spoiled, selfish... You know, narcissist.
Absolutely.
He's probably the quintessential narcissist as far as my list goes. Like, he thinks he's better than everyone. He has no empathy for anyone else. He's constantly making jokes at everyone else's expense, even when it's quite painful to do so. That's the comedy of the show. It's very dry in that particular way, but...
It's hilarious. I love Archer,
It was funny for a while. Got stale pretty fast, I would say.
You reckon it's...
Do you still watch Archer?
No, I don't. I you know what I liked? I liked the Miami Vice version of his Archer Vice.
I was out
CD
before
whatever
then. Can't remember which one I was out.
Yeah,
with.
See, that's it. The thing is, Archer gets heaps of Furburger, and that's why he's
and
overconfident.
That's why
about
Wayne
shit.
Likes him.
I don't. I should have known you'd pull shit like that. So no, absolutely. But no, he's a total asshole. Absolutely. But as we all know, Paul, girls like assholes. So there you are. What are you going to do? What are you going to do, right?
Wayne especially likes it when they're like, his asshole.
you're actually loving them over the fence fairly well this week, so well done.
All right, you're number 10, sir.
All right, everyone. My number 10 may cause some dismay to some people, but I have to tell you this because I've always thought it. Phoebe Buffay from Friends is an asshole.
Yeah, I can see that.
She is... Okay, so she's funny, free-spirited, and all that, but you have to deal with her being obnoxious all the time, okay? Look, she was considered nice and weird and funny and formed an essential part of the group. Sure. That being said, bitch crazy, okay? Because even... She insists on playing the guitar poorly at a cafe. She sucks. It's always bothered me that none of her friends will say, you suck. A real friend would say, how about learning a chord? Woman, seriously? And remember the time she refused
to
believe in evolution?
Ooh,
yeah, but you don't play in a cafe, son.
No, that's true.
You don't play in a cafe. That's right. So She once stole a little girl's cat. She won't let Joey learn the guitar properly because she wants him to learn her bullshit way where she doesn't even know chords. She gets mad at Ross for no reason because she had a dream about Ross being mad to her. So she was just mad at him in real life, even though she knew he was only a dream.
That's cray-cray.
She revealed that because she revealed that Chandler was not Monica's first choice. A little bit cold, wouldn't you say? She even sabotages Joey's job at Christmas because he worked as a guy who put old Christmas trees into a wood chipper, and that offended her because the Christmas trees would not fulfill their Christmas wish. You see what kind of crazy shit this is? And then she's all like, I'm like, bitch, shut up. So there you are. Phoebe is terrible. Ross is the best. Phoebe is the worst. That's my jam.
I saw one or two listener comments on this topic suggesting that Ross was the biggest asshole of the group.
Yeah, here's what happened with Ross, everyone, okay? Ross is, yes, he's my favorite, but there are moments where they wrote, because they wrote this show in the 90s, okay? There's moments where he's homophobic towards Freddie Prinze Jr., even though he wasn't actually a gay dude, but he was a nanny who was a man. Ross had a problem with that. They wrote him like that, okay? Ross has also done a couple of unscrupulous things here and there, but he's a man. What you gonna do? All right?
But were they on a break, Wayne?
They were absolutely on a break! They were absolutely on a break, okay? She said, fuck you, we need to take a break. He goes away, hits the copy girl, all right? Comes back, and, you know, that's how it is, all right? Like, they were absolutely on a break. Does anyone think they weren't on a break? Do you think they weren't on a break?
No, Paul? No. I was totally just leading you along that particular path.
Yeah, but answer the question, Paul.
Yeah, they were on a break.
Right?
Yeah.
Word.
Yep.
All right.
Just, my voice didn't go as high in order to get as so incredulous in defending my favorite friend.
Well, there you are. I mean, Ross rocks. Okay, that's me. So that's my number 10,
all right.
Phoebe.
My number 9 is from one of my favorite shows of all time. If you listen to the show, it's from Scrubs. And I'm talking about the janitor, as played by
Neil Flynn.
The janitor absolutely takes umbrage at JD one day. I can't remember what he was doing with the penny, but he was trying to put a penny in the door to illustrate a point. And the janitor is like, boom, you are my antagonist, you are my enemy, and he tries to undermine and discredit him at all turns, whilst also being pretty much in conflict with every other character except Blonde Doctor, because for a while there he wanted to bang Elliot.
Of course he did. Everyone wants to bang Elliot, and he's a cunt. I hate the janitor. Yeah. Janitor is the biggest a-hole there is, and he's on purpose antagonistic.
Have I jumped in and stolen one of your picks here?
Nope. He would be on my honorable
interest. Antagonist and asshole around, according to Wayne. So, you know, his list is completely and utterly now void. And you.
Oh, sorry. I should have mentioned Paul's a cunt. So if he was on TV, he's number one. Break yourself. All right.
If YouTube channel.
I dislike him most out of all the Scrub characters. Obviously, he's the asshole and this and that. But, like, he's just cruel for the sake of being cruel. Remember the time he was taking a piss? No, he's taking, like, JD was taking a piss outside his house, as it turns out. And then, you know, JD looked in while he was taking a piss and saw, like, a mole on his dick. And then went and told him about the... He said, hey, man, you got to check that mole. It's on your dick. And how come you were looking at my dick? All this sort of stuff. He eventually said thank you, but it took too long. If someone told me something important like that, I'd be thank you for looking at my dick. So there you are.
Well, while we're on the topic, Wade.
Yes. I knew you was looking down funny that day. All right, that's cool.
I just think you could go with Kelso or Cox, but I love Cox. Cox is one of my favorite characters of all time.
Everyone loves Cox.
Some more than others, yes.
Go on. Yes.
Kelso, yes, he could also be a big jerk, but like this is a guy who just purely exists to make JD's life hell. JD is our point of view in this show in almost every episode of it, so hence he takes the number 9 spot for me.
Fair enough. My number 9 is a character that I've hated for many years. And it's an odd one, but this is why I felt this. AJ from The Sopranos. Remember Tony Soprano's son, AJ?
Yeah, okay.
He's played by Rob Ilier or whatever his name is.
Good.
And
it was nice to see you fuck up a name for once.
Absolutely. I've always hated this character. Always, always. He is the whiniest little bitch. And to be fair, he's playing it that way and he's written that way. But apart from being a spoilt little turd who was always a grumpy little shit, and also a grumpy little fat shit, as I recall, he would always be... There was one scene where, despite all of his, like, because there's a whole story arc in The Sopranos where Tony hates his son because he grows up to be this sort of adolescent who's just doing dumb shit in his room, and he's not trying to get a job, and he's jerking around at school, and Tony actually says, "I hate my son. That's a problem now." And he actually ended up doing a bunch of shit, like smashing his car window and stuff like that. But there was one particular scene where there was a bear in the backyard of the Soprano house, and AJ starts. I know, and I remember this. I was like, for all of his bravado and yeah, fuck everyone. As soon as he sees the bear, he literally bellows and screams, "Mommy!" and like, seriously, Tony Soprano's wife comes out and chases the bear off with a fucking broom. And it's just, I hate this character. I always hated this character. So yeah, AJ can eat my a-hole. Word.
You know, the Wayne spent 20 minutes working on that.
I just came up with that now. I came up with it right now on the spot. You got some clean Wayne happening up in here.
Ironic.
By the way, AJ does a podcast with Meadow now, like the two
about
actors,
The Sopranos,
and it's actually no, just in general shit. But also, they will obviously mention The Sopranos. Right. So it's actually not
there
bad.
There is a Sopranos Meadow's podcast with a couple of the actors from it. So
the dudes, yeah, the other couple dudes of, do
the
as well.
Chicks from it. What's
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Would
and
have to be right.
Well, I don't think the other woman in the show is in the show.
Janice.
No, I think it's Adriana and her friend who happens to have some kind of tie to this world. I don't know, a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. By the way, Janice could have also gone on this list. I hate her too.
Well, let's be clear here. It's great that we're advertising other shows that don't need our advertisement here. Stay and listen to us. Number eight, is Dick Casablancas from Veronica Mars.
Who?
The blonde haired
dude. Dick Casablancas?
Yeah. Played by Ryan Hansen.
Oh, see, I never saw that show, so you have to tell me about
Ryan
it.
Hansen.
Who's Dick Casablancas?
I want you to picture the quintessential. Guess he's good looking, but he's kind of a little bit overweight, blonde haired, sandy beach dude who's always talking down and womanizing every chick in high school when the show starts. And then his mum, with all her money, because he's from money, gets him into college nearby on that basis alone. He then becomes a frat boy. He is your quintessential douchebag frat boy that you just want to punch in his fucking smug face. And
you know, there's a name for those folks?
Yeah, what?
They're called Chads.
Chad, well.
He's a Chad. Baby Chad.
He's even worse than Chad.
He's a dick. Mm. Oh, yeah, Dick. Dick, what's his name? Casablancas.
Yeah.
That's someone just writing like, yeah, we're going to call him that. does he end up romantically involved with Veronica Mars?
No, but his best friend Logan Eccles does. So, like, Logan is also similarly like that, but then he and Veronica become entwined and they become the will they, won't they kind of heart of the show. And all the whole time, Dick's there like, going, man, you can do better. She's a bitch, man.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Come out like with the boys and let's bang some hoe. He's that guy. You're like, fuck, I hate him. And any Veronica Mars fan will know exactly what I'm talking about here.
I think the important question here is how do you pronounce the lead character's name, her actual name? Is it Kirsten or is it Kristen Bell?
Kristen.
Kristen, okay, good. Just wanted to check it out, just to see if that worked out. I think it is Kristen Bell.
Well,
Wayne, definitely Kristen Bell.
Reveals his number, right? Oh, now
it's Kristen Bell. It's Google. Most definitely Kristen Bell. I will put my
yes. Google something. Says I was correct.
It's Kristen, right? Yeah. See, there you go. Nice one. Good. All right. My number eight. Speaking of good-looking
assholes,
shout out
to Kirsten Acaro.
That's right.
Hopefully, it's not Kristen Acaro.
I think it fucking is.
If I got it wrong,
I think it
sorry.
Is. That's all on Paul, everyone. Okay.
Hey, the one or lost the vote right there. We'll find out.
There you go. There you go, bro. All right. My number eight is Billy Hargrove from Stranger Things. Do you remember the season of Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Where there was that dude who had the mullet?
Yeah, the redhead and little girl's older brother.
That's right. I hate that motherfucker, man. Like, he did finally redeem
himself at the end
of season three. A little bit. He sort of saved them a little bit, all right? But it was far too late for me. But for his entire run, he's written as a flat-out jerk. He embodies plenty of the stereotypes of the bully character.
But he tries to bang older hot women, Wayne.
That doesn't make you a good person. It only makes you me. Fuck it. I don't know. This one is... No. That's completely nothing to do with it, okay? And in fact, that made me hate him more because he's successful where I am not. So, like, I'm just saying, shut up. All right, here it is, right? Now, he was, we do know he was a victim of abuse at the hands of his father, but that doesn't make it okay for you to be a dirtbag piece of shit. And also, I think he might be a bit of a racist because he tells his little sister. It's true. he tells his little sister to quit hanging out with Lucas, who is, I believe, the African-American boy on Stranger Things. And he actually says, you know, like, he's one of them. Like, you, there's some people in this world you stay away from. Now, I happen to know that this actor comes from Perth. His name is Dacre Montgomery.
He was in the Mighty Wolfen's Power Rangers movie.
He was indeed. Yeah. And he actually weighed in and said, no, that wasn't a racist thing that the guy said. But it's too late, Dacre. I already hated this bastard. And there you are. So yeah, that's my number what, 8?
Yep.
Eight. Billy Hargrove.
My number 7 from a film. Hey, I'm turning to Wayne. A TV show I recently watched in its entirety and I really loved my journey through it. It's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And that is The Vulture, aka Keith Pembroke, as played by Dean Winters, who I believe is in a show you loved, 30 Rock. I think he's
Is he in it?
I think he's Tina Fey's on again, off again boyfriend.
Yes,
or something
yes, absolutely, yeah. Oh, he plays the Vulture. Why is he the Vulture?
The Vulture swoops in when 98% of all the work is done by the NYPD's finest, and gets the collar and takes credit for it. Hence the Vulture, right?
Does he call himself the Vulture, or do they call him?
They call him the Vulture, right?
Ah,
he thinks he's just doing. No, he doesn't. He knows he's a prick. There's no empathy. There's no connection here to the rest of the world. The Vulture is the Vulture, and he knows what he's doing. He doesn't give two shits. So later in the show, he's revealed...
That's the worst.
He steals Jake and Amy's wedding, wedding venue, and they find out evidence that he's cheating on his bride-to-be, and he's tries to buy them off by basically saying, hey, don't tell my wife. And I'll let you have the wedding venue back. But of course, their conscience reigns supreme and they do tell his wife to be and she dumps his ass. So get a little bit of revenge. But in the meantime, he's so successful at swooping in to get the collar, he gets promoted to be captain and becomes captain of the 99 in a plot development which sees Holt sidelined for a bit of time. And he is the same obnoxious, condescending, sexist, arrogant, and lazy prick that he's been all along, but now he's captain and making everyone fucking rub their noses in it. So he is a piece of shit extraordinaire.
You know, Paul, this happened to me once.
The Vulture swooped in and took your job?
A Vulture of sorts did something that we call in the business presentation jacking. Okay? So, like, I'm giving a presentation to a bunch of people, okay? Then this motherfucker just pipes up with his own shit, okay? And as he pipes up more and more often, he talks for longer and longer and longer, and eventually
someone from your team? Slash your...
He was in my organization, yes, right, absolutely. Right. And he's in that, and before long, he's pointing to things in my PowerPoint. And then... You know, shit, he had a fucking laser pointer the size of a big dick.
Why did he have a laser pointer in your presentation?
Exactly. This motherfucker was planning on jacking my shit, all right? And I had to fight each time. And when you have to fight a motherfucker to stop talking, then you are saying less shit about your own stuff, so the points you make are less effective. This is how it is in corporate Australia, people.
How much did you have to resist the temptation to flop your dick out and slap it across his face?
I actually did do that and unfortunately got fired. But these things happen. I mean, it's worth it, is what I say. So yeah. There you go. Nice. Okay. My number 7, people, is... I've been waiting a long time to get this off my chest. Deborah Morgan from Dexter. Fuck
what?
Her. I don't like her. I don't like that. I do not like this fucking character. Okay? She is annoying as D's nuts. Okay? So, Deborah is so irrational. That's right. First of all, she's always irrational and passes it off as, oh, you know, that's just Deb. People actually give her a lot of passes, but she's don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with people being foul-mouthed. I'm obviously foul-mouthed myself. But, and I get it. She obviously is desperately in search of the attention she never got from her late father, so she's searching for it from Bro Dex, and fine. But come on, woman, enough with the moodiness and the bad attitude. She always cries and moans to Dexter about his actions, but never takes responsibility for her own shit. For example, season 1, Dexter is in this dude's house who might be his father, and he goes and gets a fucking a test, like a DNA test. to prove it, she chucks a shit at him. She gets pissed and starts yelling. And like, I'm like, what are you doing? How are you going to get mad at Dexter for wanting to know if his dude was his father? Anyone would want to know that. You're a silly bitch. And that's how that shit is. I don't even like the nature of her. And then also, like, she even cheated on her boyfriend with that Lundy dude. You know, that there was the African-American dude that she was going out with that ended up getting cut and stuff. She cheated on his ass to go out with this other motherfucker. This is not
she
like having dokes
was
in
she
the
with
show.
Dokes? No.
Not dokes. No. There was another guy who was a black guy.
Sorry.
I can't remember his name. Okay. Sorry. But yeah, that was one of the developments, okay?
I tell you what makes her least likable is when suddenly she thought she developed feelings for Dexter.
Dude, that was so creepy. That I know it was supposed to be, but it was really weirdly seen.
Whoever was writing that show, I don't think this is on Jennifer Carpenter at all. I think this is all on the writers.
It's definitely on the writers, no doubt. It's the character. Because I think she's actually, isn't she a horror movie darling, sort of sorts?
She's an Exorcism or Emily, whatever it was, or Rose. All right, So, she comes from there, and she was in the remake of Wreck Quarantine, but she's not just in horror films. She's in a bunch of other shit as well.
Yeah, I've seen her in other stuff as well. But the point is, her character is just a loud sook. That's right. It's an Aussie term meaning...
whiner complainer.
Whiner complainer, exactly. So, there you are. Yeah, Deb from Dexter can eat my ass, metaphorically.
I was going to say, because literally, makes no sense. Wayne frequently makes that request. Anyway, moving on. My number six needs almost no introduction. It is Norman from Seinfeld.
Norman.
Now, you know, you could have picked any character from this show, really, because they're all bad people. But Norman comes to mind because if all the rest of the bad people hate you more, it's not because you're good. Mm. It's because your morals are even lower. Let me demonstrate how. Now, apparently it all seems to relate to the fact that Newman really resents / is jealous of Jerry's success as a comedian in the show, right?
Okay.
They never really pin it down to that, but he has referenced how he thinks Jerry's audience are all fucking mindless automatons and shit like that. But he's also, his only good mate is Kramer, and he seduces Kramer's mom. In an episode.
Yes.
That is.
You cannot fuck your friend's mom.
But also,
yeah,
beyond
it's also
that,
a bit
just
gross.
So low. That's incredible to me. He is the worst character in this show, bar none, and hence deserves a place on this list as far as I'm concerned.
The thing about Newman is that he's disgusting. He's disgusting. Yeah. And even, what's his name? Wayne Knight.
Oh, sorry, I should have mentioned. Played by Wayne Knight. Very, very well by Wayne Knight.
Very well. He even said, because how come Newman hasn't got his spin-off show? And he said, because that character is disgusting. You can't actually take him on screen for more than like a minute at a time, which is fair. So he's doing a really good job with that.
Eating,
but that character,
and food's dropping on his shirt. And
he's just he's just gross.
His belly's getting bigger.
Jambalaya!
And I love his quote from, when he's having a rant at Jerry in the finale. And I'll try and do my best Newman voice. Here we go.
Go ahead. Bring it.
All right. But hear me. And hear me well. The day will come. Oh, yes. Mark my words, Seinfeld. The day of reckoning is coming. And when an evil wind will blow through your little play world, wipe that smug smile off your face. And I'll be there in all my glory, watching as it all comes crumbling down.
That was actually okay. That was okay.
I lost it a couple of times there, but I think I recovered.
I know, it goes left and right, sure. It's tough to maintain, but well done.
But
old man.
I give you a yelling something like... I know it's a comedy show. I know it's exaggerated, but look, all these characters are exaggerated in one way or another.
Newman, of course, it's entertainment.
Deserves his place on this list.
Absolutely. Newman, good call. There's a Seinfeld character on my list, so not Newman, but there you are.
Nice.
That's right. All right. My number six is a show. It's from a show that I know Paul has not seen, but I think it's very popular, and a lot of folks out there have seen it. Suits.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Okay.
Heard of.
Now, I'll just tell you, Paul, I know you don't watch it, so I'll give you a little heads up. The show is about Harvey Specter, Gabriel Macht, who's a hotshot lawyer in New York and a partner at one of the biggest firms. The managing partner is actually Gina Torres, who's been in that Firefly show you like.
An alias.
He then comes across this talented college dropout called Mike Ross, who's actually kind of a genius. And then the show is about him keeping... That's right. Keeps the secret of Mike Ross not actually being a barred lawyer or whatever, right? And that's the whole thing. But Louis Litt is actually the character I'm talking about. Now, he's played by Rick Hoffman. I don't know if you know this guy, but he's been in every TV show ever. He's a very chipmunk-faced fellow, and he is hugely jealous of Harvey and always trying to make partner and is massively affected with a complete weasel. He is a know-it-all who hates everybody, and he's the leader of the Woe Is Me Club, and he even does this poll. He has his own catchphrase called, and he says, "You just got lit up!" And he then put that catchphrase on mugs, right? Now, I know I just did that.
I just did that
in real life.
How does this sound like?
Yes, I did it, but it was for this show, and fuck you.
Yeah, it was. Totally acknowledging.
But yes, lit. Lewis lit. You do actually kind of go back and forth, and you kind of like him, and then you hate him, and then you like him, but he's a bit of a cunt.
All right.
So there you are.
Yeah, I haven't said one. Can't nice comment. One. Unlike my number five, Wayne, which I think you can comment on freely, and I'll be shocked if he's not on your list. My number five is from the League. It's a character named Raffy.
Oh, shit. I didn't think about this one. Yeah. You're right. He's an asshole.
He's played by Jason Mantzoukas.
Jason Mantzoukas, yes. Currently doing a voice on The Invincibles, as I recall.
Yeah, he is. And he's done, he's in that the podcast, How Does This Get Made? And
his
voice, because of this performance. We mentioned an Invincible episode, which just dropped over the weekend. I don't like that character. Not meant to, but they've cast him deliberately in Invincible because he's such a distinctive sounding voice. It grates on my nerves.
It is amazing that someone who with that annoying a face and voice and presence, Jason Mantzoukas is just like this. He's annoying. Even on How Did This Get Made, the podcast, when he goes out on a live show, his greeting to the crowd is, "What up, jerks?" That's it. That's his actual thing. Yep. And everyone goes, "Cheers." So this is, he's actually, to his credit, he's made being a prick and annoying work for him.
But in this show,
dear God.
He's Ruxin's brother-in-law, Sophia's brother.
Yes.
And one of the many things they establish in the course of the lore in this show is that he used to, he had an incestuous lust for his sister. Who's played by the chick from My Name Is Earl. Very, very hot.
Yeah, she's so hot. She's crazy, insane hot.
Latino woman. Including bone thrusting at her at their high school dance. So he's like, you know, come on.
That's right. They made the character the worst thing possible.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's so bad that, like, priests didn't molest him. He molested priests. And then because this show is this show, rather than invite on one of the characters' wives to be the eighth person as a coach in the show, they invite him to be on. And, of course, the league goes to shit as a result because they're sexist pricks.
Yeah, I can't watch the episodes he's on. That's how bad it is. That's how horrible he fucks everything up. There's an episode with him and Seth Rogen as buddies.
Oh, yeah, they did the whole thing where they do a flashback where he's, like, killing some dudes and being chased by
them.
Even
with Seth Rogen, who I love, I couldn't watch that episode.
He's horrendous.
I'm like, this is just too gross. It's really bad.
Raffy, I think they call him. I always thought it was Raffy, to be honest. Raffy, but Raffy is worst. Raphael. Yeah.
Good. Good call. Missed it off my list. Total oversight.
I know, shocked.
The League is not that popular as a show, but I
didn't let that.
Good call.
I mean, I could have passed out the things that only I hated, including a very hard one on my list. But no, I went true and honest. And unlike Wayne,
you feel honest? You feel
pandering
honest.
To the vote.
I'm not pandering. I'm not pandering. I just forgot that one. So please eat my balls. Now. My number five is another long term, and everyone knows this show. It's from Breaking Bad, and it's fucking Skyler.
Ooh, that's very high. I kind of get it, but I'm not sure. Go on.
I've always hated this woman, okay? Let's talk about Skyler from Breaking Bad. Now, long story short, Walter White is the dude, I guess the protagonist, but not really. Anyway, so he then, because he's dying and so on, goes on to make really good meth. And he goes into the criminal underworld, sells it, makes money for his family because he's trying to provide for them after his passing, okay? Okay, sure, he's not doing it the right way, but, you know, it's noble, the pursuit of trying to take care of your family. Now, she finds out about it and just is a complete asshole about it. She's like really shitting all over him. Now, technically, she's right, as Walt has brought a world of crime and drugs right to their doorstep. But if he hadn't done that, they'd been in a lot more trouble. And then halfway through the show, she's suddenly on board. She realizes, and it's all, oh, okay, well, I guess we got to do this. She starts laundering the money. She starts putting it in motherfucking, like, you know, storage lockers and stuff like that. She ends up helping him doing that. Now, that's all fine, I guess, whatever. She does what she has to do. But the problem with this character is she's constantly nagging. She is a nagging-ass character, okay? That's literally the trait of this character. She just pisses everyone off.
But is
and
she nagging?
She's always on his case.
Because once she realizes what's going on, she has every reason to be disturbed and worried.
Yes, she is nagging, Paul. And also, she's throwing in, okay? I mean, she's in there. And I mean, I don't mean to point out a bunch of bad shit, but she smokes while she's pregnant, okay? I mean, that's pretty bad. She's hypocritical because she's happy to judge everyone else, but then when she does some shit by breaking the law herself. I mean, I just don't like the character at all. I've never liked it. Me and my ex-girlfriend used to argue about this because she was Team Skylar and I was Team Fuck Off. So it's but I've always hated Skylar from Breaking Bad. I don't know how many people out there are much the same. Who you know? I don't know. Bring it on. Let me know. At me.
Well, that is somewhat disconcerting, but also not surprising at all. So
I know. There you are.
No, I get it. Okay. But that said, the things that she had issues with, generally speaking, she probably had good reason to have issues with them.
Yeah, it's all part of whether you believe Walter White was a bad guy or not. Now, it's unequivocal. Like, everyone seems to think, okay, he definitely was a bad guy.
Well, he got there eventually.
The only thing that he did that I didn't agree with was that he poisoned that kid, but he didn't kill the kid. He just
potentially... What about we let Jesse's girlfriend just die?
That was completely justified. 100% right. Justified, okay? That woman was blackmailing him. Everyone, she was blackmailing him, all right? And she was like, I'm going to fuck you up. She does that over and over and over. And then what happens is he didn't even kill her. He just didn't save her.
Don't get on the wrong side of Wayne, because if you're dying...
No, he jostled her while she was asleep and on drugs and stuff like that. And then she puked in her mouth. And then he just didn't save her because he's like, and it wasn't as though he's going, ha ha, die, bitch. He was like, oh no, what am I going to do? And he kind of like, you see him just decide not to save her and she dies. Right?
That makes it totally
so
okay.
It's not like, well, it wasn't premeditated. He wasn't a murderer. He's a manslaughterer, if anything.
A vote for Wayne.
And again, she was blackmailing him.
When not after.
She was being a real shit too. She was literally like about to upset his life, so he upset hers. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that bad.
Oh, God. All right.
Anyway.
My top four are very personal to one way or another. My number four is one that would probably be higher on my list if I'm really honest, but because no one has seen this show, no one, not you, Wayne, nor anybody, I had to drop it here, but it was my instant thought for being number one. Before I realized that there's some other characters who probably are more wide known and are just as big, if not worse, because at least Chantel, as she's known from Search Party, Chantel Winterbottom, wasn't meaning anyone to die. So
wait, Search Party is the show?
Search Party is the show. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of this show, and a lot of people spruik it as a good show. I've never seen it. What's it about?
She plays the missing character in season one. So someone goes missing and Dory... and her friends, Dory, as played by Alia Shawkat, she decides that she's going to search for Chantel, who goes missing because they had a connection. Not really a connection. She just knew her in college and she feels obligated to look for her. And she drags her boyfriend and two of their friends into the search for her. So they become the search party. Now,
is it a comedy or is it a drama?
Both. It's mainly a satirical look at certain elements of society. And it's comedic,
okay.
But there are dramatic moments in the show. Now, I've got to be really careful here because the only way to expose why Chantel is such a jerk is to give spoilers, okay?
I think no one's seen the show, so go right ahead.
Well,
but
no,
if anyone,
I'll just give you a... If you're interested, if you've only five episodes into season one, you don't want to know. If you're halfway through season three, you know exactly what I'm going to say. And you're probably pumping your fist with enthusiasm right now. Because Chantel was not kidnapped. She just decides she needs a break from her rich-ass parents and her awesome life that she's got because she just couldn't breathe and be herself. And she's playing...
Did she fake her own kidnapping?
No, she just disappeared, not realizing people thought she was kidnapped.
Wench.
And, like, you have to imagine the most punchable face. I know that's not right to say, right? But she's so well cast, this woman. I'm sure she's a wonderful person in real life and you... put different makeup on her or whatever. Or just normal face will be normal. But in this...
I'm now going to look up this actress. Yep. Can you please give me her name again?
Claire McNulty. I'm not saying... I want to be very clear here. I'm not saying you want to punt. You will, but you want to because she's such a bitch in this show.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, absolutely. I get it completely. Oh, my God. Yeah,
not
yeah, yeah.
The way
yeah.
She looks.
I mean, no, not that... We don't punch women here.
No. Not right? because of the way she looks.
But fucking
the way she acts in this show with...
Yeah.
So she is from rich, entitled parents. She couldn't handle being from rich, entitled parents and her sister getting married. So she just takes herself away. And then when they find her, shit goes down. Shit goes south. I won't spoil how. But after that, then she's trying to bang Dory, the main character, the show's boyfriend, Drew, not caring that they're still together. And, and then she writes a book about her manifesto on life when she's high on LSD, and the publishers literally say to her, you should never write again, but an Oprah-type character finds her book and wants to have the 11-year-old who wrote it, because she assumes only 11-year-old could have written this, on her show. And she turns up there and then tries to argue her way into, like, but no, you need to love me for being me. And she gets taken advantage of by unscrupulous ne'er-do-wells who then take all her family's money. She is the worst ever.
I feel like I should check this show out. But now after your description, I don't even want to see her. So there you are.
That's Chantel Winterbottom from Search Party number 4. Over to you, Wayne.
Okay, my number 4 is just George Costanza from Seinfeld. That's where I put him. Now, let me tell you people.
Believe it or not.
George isn't at home. There you are. Yep. Now, let's face it. I look like George. So, I think that I... Do I?
Not really.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, no, not really. You're bald. Okay, maybe
that's
I just...
It. That's the extent of the, yeah, okay. the look. Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually fine with that. Now, on some levels, I actually like George. I like watching George. But the actual George himself is the biggest piece of shit, honestly. He's such a piece of shit. I think he's a bigger piece of shit than Newman, insofar as he's an insidious piece of shit, where Newman is out and out just a turd, okay? Some of the characters, some of the things he's done, okay?
100%.
100%, okay? He created a charity to avoid buying Christmas presents. A fake one. He went along with being disabled to get a job.
Wrong.
He pulled out an injured man's IV.
What about when he fled the scene of the fire first and left Susan?
That is the absolute crown jewel of George Costanza-isms.
I apologize.
No, please bring it. This is what he does. But that's what always makes me laugh. It's like, fire! And he's in like, some place where he's got kids and you know his girlfriend's and elderly mother and stuff like that. And he just barrels through all of them, gets them out of the way, and gets out first. And it's the funniest thing ever because you see this little fat motherfucker just taking out kids, getting out. And we can't forget also that George inadvertently killed his fiance by buying cheap envelopes, and then when she was poisoned as a result of that, his reaction was like, because he wanted to get rid of her anyway.
Yeah,
so you
he
see,
didn't know how to break up with her.
Exactly, and oh well, she died, so that worked out. And it's just like to be fair, like Jason Alexander plays it so well because you got all
He's
that
brilliant.
Stuff, and you still like watching him. So you know, George. George from Seinfeld. That's my number 4.
Yeah, on that note, Claire McNulty plays Chantel brilliantly. We're at this end of the list now. It's not just the writing that makes them cunty. It is the acting.
The actors.
Spot
Absolutely.
On. So hats off to everybody on this list going up. Well, on that same note, my number 3 is Vice President, then eventual President of the United States, Charles Logan, in 24, as played by Gregory Ibsen.
Ah!
Now, Wayne, I think you tapped out.
I did tap out by this stage because 24 is good and was great, but then I think I watched like 3-4 seasons and then I tapped
Not
out.
Not enough.
I do, however, I do know this actor, and he has a wonderfully assholeish face.
He does, but it's more
you know
than
saying?
That. This is a man who not only assassinated the beloved David Palmer. So
is that how he got out? Is that how he got to be president?
Because
I remember seeing the episode where David Palmer got shot through the window that time, and it was the beginning of the episode.
You motherfucker.
I know! I was like, oh, he got taken out! And he was like a big, huge character. So, spoilers, everyone.
Yeah. that's so old now. He cheats, lies, makes every deal he can to get to the president and then tries to hang on to power. Of course, he doesn't hang on to power. And then he has a close call with death. And then he's back in day 8 or season 8. And he tries to sell Jack Bauer again down the river and have him murdered because Jack Bauer's going to out him for what he's trying to do to get back into power. And it leads to one of the great moments, great lines, and I can't do it justice, but when he screams, Jack Bauer, when he's about to be killed / taken by Jack Bauer, it's just incredible. I hate this guy with a passion. He is the
of
worst
course,
character.
Of course, you're Mr. Jack Bauer.
Worst character in a sea of bad characters who try to destroy cities and set off nuclear bombs and dirty bombs. this man makes Trump look like an altar boy. There you go. I've said it.
Oh, my God. You know, Jack Bauer, this guy comes along during the terrorism crisis, sort of like that area, and that's why everyone loves Jack Bauer. You try to kill Jack Bauer, you're going to get hated. Absolutely. I'm looking at the guy's face now on the screen, and he's an asshole.
Yep.
Well done.
100%. All right, you're number three,
nice
sir.
Nice one. Now, my number three, let's see what Paul thinks of this, everyone. I couldn't not have him on this list because I do think about this character all the time. It is Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother.
Honorable mention, on my list initially, dropped him off. I'm so shocked he's on yours.
Well, okay, here's how it is, all right? Now, the reason Paul is shocked that he's on my list is that Paul occasionally draws parallels between me and this character. I don't really understand why. Now, look, he has his legendary suits cannot hide his misogynistic treatment of women. Sure, he actually is awesome insofar as the fulfillment of his own mind and goals and so on, because whatever, okay? He wears all the dope suits and the entire bedroom wall is a TV and that sort of shit. That kind of, you know, I understand that kind of shit. And he's very funny. He's definitely the best thing about that show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The worst thing about that show is Tez Mosby, who's a bitch.
Yeah,
right?
Could have been on this list.
But in terms of the stuff he does, this is me, even I, going, oh, my God. Now, he's done things like... He casually mentioned once that he possibly sold a woman for a Cadillac in the past. He steals Marshall's dates routinely. He has cameras and tapes everywhere. And he once, this is the one that got me. He once convinced a real estate agent who was doing an open house apartment thing that he said, look, I'm a really interested buyer. Can you give me a key so I can come back and check it out later? I don't want everyone to know who are my friends that I'm looking at this show. She goes, yep. Slips him a key. He then dates a girl. Gives her a fake name, tells her he loves her, brings her back to the house that's for sale, nails her. Then in the morning, he asks her to marry him, tells her he loves her, gives her a false name again, and then when she's in the shower, he just fucking leaves. That's it. Because she doesn't know where he lives. It's a fake house. It's a fake him.
So what we are now realizing is that Barney Stinson is Wayne's life goals.
I knew you were going to fucking say that. I knew you were going to say that shit. I would never do that shit, man. No. Also, that's very resourceful. I just don't have that. But there you are.
No, you wouldn't. I am joking. Walk, I was like, just wow. Be clear, to those at home, I am joking. Mostly.
It's fine. It's fine. So yes, Barney Stinson. But How I Met Your Mother is actually not that good a show. The only reason it endured for as long as it did is because of Barney. I'm telling that straight up. It sure as hell wasn't. Marshall, like, if I had to rank the characters, it's like Barney's on top, then maybe Marshall, then probably Robin, then I guess Willow, and then probably, like, Ted. No, fuck it. There's people before Ted. There's people before Ted. There's like the goat is before Ted. So there you are. All right.
There,
my number three.
A big shit on How I Met Your Mother there from Wayne. My number two is not meant to be a shit on at all. My number two is really, because this guy was conceived to be an asshole. He's played so well by Chris Barry. He's from the UK show Red Dwarf. It's Arnold Rimmer.
Arnold Rimmer, fantastic.
A self-assessed.
Oh, he's a prick.
Cowardly jerk who was only brought back to life as a hologram because he's such a jerk. In other words, the computer deemed him to be the most likely person to keep the last human being in the universe alive because they needed to bounce off each other, and he was his commanding officer, Arnold Rimmer. Now, he could easily be a sympathetic character. They tried to make him that way a couple of times through the course of the show, but initially he's just that guy who is so self-obsessed, so self-absorbed, doesn't give a shit about anybody else, doesn't even recognize other people have feelings, or he's pretty much a sociopath, let's just face it.
Total sociopath.
And in his own mind, though, he is a legend, as referenced by this song that comes from that show, When It's All in His Own Psyche.
Are you going to play the song now?
I am now going to play it right this second.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
If you're in trouble, he will save the day. He's brave and he's fearless, come what may. Without him, the mission would go astray. He's Arnold, Arnold, Arnold Rimmer. Without him, life would be much grimmer. He's handsome, trim, and no one slimmer. He will never need a Zimmer. He's Arnold, Arnold, Arnold Rimmer. More reliable than a garden strimmer. He's never been mistaken. He's not bald and his head doesn't glimmer.
master of the wit and the repartee.
I'm sure Paul played that for way too long. So here's the thing. That is a horrible, horrible song. That is this shit house. Now, I will tell you this about Arnold Rimmer, though. I love watching it. My favorite scene with Rim was after he and the Weird Dwarf Boys got involved in a bar fight, and there's some massive smash and grab going on. He immediately dives under a table and stays there for the whole fight. And then when finally the Red Dwarf Boys win, he gets out, dusts off, and says, "Thank you, gentlemen. Wicked... Thank you for your support." No, he said, "Good one, gentlemen. Thank you for your support." And that was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen at the time. So yeah, great to watch. Hence, you know, a well-written character.
Massive but jerk also a slash asshole. All right. Why are you number two, sir?
My number two is the entire gang in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Paul actually hasn't watched this.
I think
this
we
lot.
Have to be very clear here. This is a massive, massive cheat. You can't just say the whole gang.
All right, I'm going to say Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Now tell us about Dennis.
Now, Dennis is a narcissist, extremely vain, and he basically is, I would say he has borderline personality disorder. Like, he's completely unstable.
Is this Charlie?
Kind of shit, but no, Charlie Day is another guy. Oh, there's Rob McElhenney, Charlie Day, and Deandra, Sweet D. This guy is played by the AP Bio guy. Glenn Howerton, yes. Okay, now he's a good-looking man, all right? But here's the thing. There's actually a theory that in this show, all of the characters are actually in their own... Like, the versions you see is what they see in their own mind. Because he's always trying to fuck women, okay? And he's wildly unsuccessful at that. But he's quite a good-looking guy. So I think that that's the show. So it's a little bit like that. But more than anything, it's every despicable thing you can think a person does, he does... And they all do, with no abandon whatsoever. And that's why, like, he'll take crack and shit sometimes here and there. You have to actually see the show to see how just clandestine he is about, like, you know, what nonchalant. He's like, I don't give a fuck, but he craps on people all the time. Anyone who's seen this show knows exactly what I mean.
Okay.
One guy talked.
Fair enough. Now that you've singled it down, not trying to claim the entire show, because otherwise I could have done
it. But seriously, you gotta, like, it's the whole, yeah, all right, fine. But you know what, Paul, he used to do the thing where you would give the whole fucking, you say, the whole trilogy is this. I'm like, ah, kiss my ass.
17 characters.
Three, five,
I'm now going to count
only
the whole MCU as my number two. Picture, man.
Eat all the balls.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Let's give a recap and then reveal number one. Number 10, Sterling Archer from the show Archer. 9, the janitor from Scrudge. Scrudge.
Absolutely Scrudge. Love 8, that show, Scrudge.
Dick Classic Bankers from Veronica Mars. 7, the Vulture from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. 6, Newman from Seinfeld. 5, Ruffy from The League. 4, Chantel Winterbottom from Search Party, although it could be any character in that show. President Charles Logan from 24 at my number 3. Number 2 is Arnold Rimmer from
Red
Dwarf. And my number 1 was here instantaneously. By far the most renowned and known character to be a jerk in all of TVdom right now. Been running for 23, 26 seasons, whatever it is. It's Cartman from South Park.
Oh my God, that's a big call for your number one. Cartman,
come on. Yeah. So, first of all, Wayne, respect my authority.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, sure.
He literally turned someone into meat who wronged him. A fourth grade.
I remember that episode. I do remember that. Yep. I remember that time where it was like... He killed that dude's parents. Is that the one? Where, and then he starts crying. He's like, "Let me lick those tears." Yep. I'm like, "Oh shit, this motherfucker's gone."
He has given shit to everyone. He has mocked every minority. He has murdered Kenny. He does not give at all any fucks whatsoever. He has made poor Mr. Garrett be beside himself with rage and or sadness. He's had the counselor at the school have to rewrite his entire agenda. Cartman is the worst friend and the biggest jerk slash asshole you could ever hope to come across.
Do you remember? One joke that I remember from that show is, remember there was the episode where supposedly George Clooney played a gay dog? And he's like, I don't know where my gay dog is. And he's like, maybe he went shopping for some leather pants. is what that was about.
As voiced.
What can I say?
Of course.
There you are.
I think he's by, voiced by Trey Parker, not Matt Stone.
Yeah, it's by one of them. One of the two. Absolutely. Yeah.
There that's Cartman, why.
Wow. Big one.
Okay. Not all even right. On Wayne's list. Well, I guess my number, your number one is not my list either, but let's hear your recap.
Absolutely not. In fact, we've had no cross. Oh, no. We have no cross-ups. There you are. My number 10 was Phoebe from Friends. Uh-huh. Number 9, AJ Soprano from The Sopranos. 8, Billy Hargrove from Stranger Things. 7, Deborah from Dexter. 6, Louis Litt from Suits. 5, Skyler from Breaking Bad. 4, George Costanza Seinfeld. Number 3, Barney Stinson. 2, well, in my head, the gang from It's Always Funny, but actually
no, Chitty.
Prick! And... fuck you. And my number one is someone I've always hated, and it's a show that I watch and Paul gives me shit for, even though he's the guy who put me onto the show. It's Sheldon Cooper from The Big Bang Theory.
Also
wanted
to mention.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yo. Now, you may laugh at his jokes, but this is an asocial piece of shit with narcissistic tendencies. So he's a theoretical physicist at Caltech. I'm sure everyone knows this, but yes, he's a genius, but if you watch the show, he is a complete dick. He is stubborn, self-obsessed, undermines his friends as stupid at every opportunity, and he has a particularly stingy, this is the worst thing, the set of rules he has about no one sitting in his spot and everything having to go just his way, and all of the stupid, shitty rules, including toilet use and the time and this and that. And what pisses me off possibly even more than that is all of his stupid friends accommodate his stupid shit. This thing has been going for 10 years, and he's one of the most provoking, shitty sitcom characters because he's just selfish and insensitive. Again, well, yet his friends now, stick God. Around.
But yep.
Yeah, I know, right? That must have been like, whew. But it's actually interesting to me that he did make, because there's a couple of times they try and make him sympathetic, or they try and show some part or whatever. About a whole TV show about young Sheldon. I've never watched one frame of that. Have you?
No,
never?
Thank no? fuck, no.
No, that does not interest me one bit. So, but yes, arrogant piece of shit. The problem is actually just having tickets on yourself when you have no reason to do that. That really bothers the shit out of me. If you are the shit and you think you're the shit, that's better than you thinking you're the shit and you ain't shit. You know what I mean? So that's one guy talking.
Fair enough.
All right. That's all right. It.
Well, that's our list 10-1. Wayne, any honorable mentions before we wrap up with the listeners' choices on the topic at hand?
Totally. Let me rip through them. Jonah from Veep. You know this guy. Roger from American Dad. Can't.
Never watched any of those
Miranda
shows.
From Sex and the City.
Okay. Not yeah. Three shows not seen.
I was going to put Ramsay Bolton from Games of Thrones, yeah. But he's actually not a jerk. He's just evil. So, yeah. You know, it's a bit different. Thing. And Sherlock from Sherlock Holmes. From no, Sherlock
yeah,
Holmes from
I can
Sherlock.
See that too.
There you go.
All right. The only ones I mentioned, of course, Sheldon and Barney were both on my honorable mentions. I also had Mr. Burns from The Simpsons on my list.
Burns.
Yes. He's yep. Cool. Complete jerk and asshole.
Definitely.
And then I had a couple of characters in The Office, which I couldn't quite bring in there, but Angela from The Office.
Now, which Office?
Oh,
American
version.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Which has had...
Well, definitely Steve Carell.
Well, yeah. He no? is, but his heart's kind of... in the right place. Like they really humanize him every so often just so you don't hate him with a passion.
Yeah,
whereas
I know.
Angela
I know. He actually did great.
Is yeah, it's such a well-written character. Like you know when he's going to fuck up, but you also can kind of see where he's going to make amends.
Which whereas one Angela
the blonde chick?
Which one is she? Oh, her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's okay, judgmental yeah. and her rent, you know, she's got the cats and she's very religious and whatever.
No, she's
but,
a
yet,
piece of shit.
But yet
yeah,
she'll
like
still
her.
Fucking cheat on Dwight with Andy and all that kind of shit and vice versa.
Yeah.
And of course, Dwight himself. Dwight is an asshole.
Dwight's probably the biggest piece of shit. I actually know someone like Dwight. He's a piece
what?
Of shit also. Well, he's just a nerd piece of shit, dickhead fuckwit who thinks he's very self-important asswipe. Yes.
And I really
yeah,
want to put
he's
him.
The guy who's nuts, I would kick.
I honestly thought about it. It was very close to making like my 10 and kicking off with a bang. But anyway, he ended up as my number 11. So
yeah,
Dwight from The Office. All right. Well, that's nice. Alice. What about yours? Let's wrap. We wrap up every episode, I should say, with your list on the topic at hand in the segment that we call the Pop 10. Talk about
Pop 10.
Talk about
Pop 10.
All right, kicking off this week's. Pop 10 with Luke James Heumann, who had number 3, Janitor in Scrubs. Number 2, Cartman in South Park. Number 1, Arnold Rimmer in Red Dwarf. I don't get one vote this
week.
Okay,
vote for you there.
Somebody
you there.
Is just Wayne blocking it. Next up for the Facebook community, Smiley Samani said, good friend, said, Ted Mosby, How I Met Your Mother. What a douche. If I was his kid, I would have disowned him. Then from a show I've never seen, Adventure Time, Lumpy, Space Princess, Oh My Glob. Have you not seen that
show? I know of that show, but yeah, I know of it, but yeah.
And lastly, this is good. First time I've heard this one. Darren Stevens from Bewitched, controlling, demanding, abusive, absolute asshat of a human being.
Really?
I love that
one.
Wow,
Darren.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Stephen Byrne said, Cartman, what a piece of Mr. Hanky. Janitor, just love to fuck with JD for no real reason other than his personal amusement. And Peter Griffin from American... Family Guy, sorry. Constantly fucks over his wife, kids, and friends.
Absolutely.
John Schlander said, Cartman, want some chili con carne? Dan Fielding from Night Court, such a good performance. And
That's a great call.
It is, yep. And the same cheat you made. The entire cast of Seinfeld, every damn one. John Amento from the Pioneer Comics podcast. Do check out John and the and Lloyd. Great show. Eric Cartman, maybe the biggest asshole character on TV ever. Ramsey Bolton, sure he was beyond evil, but he was also a fucking jerk too. And Joe Bluth, total jerk, complete douchebag. Will Arnett was bred to play jerks on Arrested Development.
I completely agree. Love his voice, though.
Joe Ketchum for the Word Salad Radio Podcast Network. Rachel Green from France. So there's a difference.
What? Ooh-hoo. Come on now. What's wrong with Rachel?
I think this is your choice, Wayne. Dennis Reynolds from Always Sunny.
Thank you.
And the City of Eagleton from Parks and Rec, which I don't get that reference because I've not seen the show.
I've only seen a few, yeah.
Nicole Presley. No one said Rick from Rick and Morty. Lol, biggest ass on TV for sure. That's a great call. Really like that one.
Is Rick the doctor? Is that was Rick the old guy?
Yeah, he is. Gallagher from Shameless and the entire Always Sunny cast, and I love everything about it, said Nicole.
Thank you.
David Powell, I'm going to go backwards here. Number one, Sansa Stark. Ugh, couldn't fucking stand her. Hated her in the books. And it only got worse with Sophie Turner's shit acting.
I agree. I've never actually agreed with that character or that casting. She's crap.
Number two, Cosmo Kramer from Seinfeld, worst neighbor / friend ever. And number three, agreed. Alexis Denisov from... as either Wesley Wyndham Price in Buffy or Victor in Grimm or Rupert Vardabus in Legacies. Dude is always just the worst, except in Angel. Hashtag, sorry, Paul. Damn you, David.
Controversial. Damn controversial. You. Paul's doppelganger got shut down.
Last one from the Facebook community before we have a couple from Twitter. Christiani said, Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Lewis Litt from Scrubs. Not Scrubs.
Boom.
Suits. And number one, Vice President / President Charles Logan from 24. That dick committed treason. 100% correct. Robin Slim over on Twitter said Walter Goggins and Danny McBride from Vice Principals or Joffrey from Game of Thrones. Have you seen Vice Principals? Evil.
No, but actually, it just reminded me. It's one of those shows I always wanted to get to because that should be good. I love Walton and I can take Danny McBride.
Well, Walton Goggins gets more love from Drunk Theory, said Shane from The Shield. Named him there.
Yeah, he's an asshole for sure.
Dylan A. Large said The Vulture from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a great one. Autobiography of a schnook said Michael's best mate in The Office. Is it David Palmer, the character? The actor? The guy who nods
in. I don't...
Sorry, I said David Palmer. I meant David Cockner, who plays Todd Packer.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. No, I know.
The guy nods
it
in when he's going to give his whole... that's what she said joke, and he can't help himself. Yeah, anyway, he is a complete nutter asshole, that's for sure. And let's wrap it up with the Insufferable Bastards podcast. Damn, this is not easy. First that comes to mind is Phil Leotardo from The Sopranos and Frank Burns from MASH.
Frank, oh yeah, good call. Frank is a prick.
There we are.
He's the, yeah.
All right, well, that's episode 317 of the Countdown Moving TV Reviews. Thank you so much, everyone, getting back to us. We're sorry if we didn't get to your feedback on the show. We appreciate everyone going back to us on such short order for this topic at hand. We haven't come up with 318. But that said, we have made a decision, and episode 318 is going to be, Wayne?
Top 10 gross out moments, is that right?
Gross out scenes.
Gross out scenes.
Yeah.
Gross out scenes in film, there you are. So don't eat for that one.
I'm not sure why we're doing this. I can't see how this is going to be a big downloaded episode, but should be a lot of fun. And that is what we are seeking to do. Not just gross you out, but make you laugh while you
Yes, gross you out in a funny way. Exactly.
And that is it from today, for today from our show. Thank you so much for joining us. Wayne, how do the listeners get in touch with us with their feedback on the show at hand, or indeed on the
Google
topic?
Google the Countdown Podcast, and you will find all our socials, or send us an email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
We're on Twitter at thecountdownpc. You can like and follow the show on Podbean through the app, or podbean.com. Check out ccradio.com.au for some of the great Aussie podcasts, Believe and Comic Confidential, and the Facebook list community links in the show notes. And that is it from us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard. Amazing awesomeness has ensued. We can wrap up on that note. We will catch you next time. Cheers.
See ya. No, Charlie Day is another guy. Oh, there's Rob McElhenney, Charlie Day, and DeAndre Sweet D. This guy is played by the AP Bio guy. What's his name?
Sorry. He's like talking different language now.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to leave this all in because Wayne's all organized.
No, prick.
That's the way to get it cut out. Scream no prick at me.